Yeah, man, you already know, man. It's your boy DJ Raw Sticky, man. You know what time it is. We live. We going down. It's going down this Sunday. Y'all make sure y'all tune in, man. Straight up. You already know how to tune in. You want to know how to tune in? You download the Great FM app. Right, straight up off the Google Play or the App Store. You already know what it is, man. Straight up, you feel me? It's your boy DJ Raw Sticky, like I said. If y'all want to call in, man, you already know how to do it, man. 786-431-1979. 786-431-1979. If all my up-and-coming artists is out there, man, if you're trying to get your music played, man, best believe, you know, send it to traphousesundays.music@gmail.com. You already know, traphousesundays.music@gmail.com. Yeah. Yeah, man, so you already know, man, it's Trap House Sundays, man. You already know what time it is, man. You're listening to your boy DJ Raw Sticky right now, and you know, we talking about the Florida Valentine's Day massacre right now. Like I said, it's pre-couch, you know. And what the couch is a Real Talk radio segment on Trap House Sundays, you know, from each and every Sunday. It's from 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. on the Great FM. Y'all make sure y'all download that app, man. You know what I'm saying? On your Google Play, your App Store. It's a free download. It's the white and yellowish app. First one you see. Click download and then press the button. On the app on Sunday from 8 to 11 p.m. And you got Trap House Sundays. You already know what it is. But like I was saying, you know, from the 9:30 part of the show, we have a segment called The Couch. And that's a real talk segment where we talk about real talk issues in the world, in the hip-hop world, in the community. You know what I'm saying? You know, religious issues, real personal issues, you know what I'm saying? Community issues. We just talk about it all. We give you the real nigga aspect and point of view. You know what I'm saying? So you know what it is, man. Straight like that. You know, Trap House Sundays. We out here. You feel me? So what I was gonna say is, man, we talking about the real talk. Goddamn, the hell is that? We talking about the real. The real Valentine's Day massacre. And what was going on with that is that Valentine's Day massacre, man, you know, I really have a couple of solutions I want to talk about, man. And a couple of solutions that I felt like that you could get understood with the community, you know what I'm saying? Some things that high school could have did to prevent, you know what I'm saying, a lot of these things from happening. Because I was wondering why in America, in the inner city, you don't have these problems. You know what I'm saying? Most of the problems you see is in the neighborhoods. You know, stuff that leak from the school out to the neighborhoods, the neighborhoods leak into the school. But where you ain't going to see mass shootings like that. You probably see somebody get jumped. Probably see somebody get beat up. You know what I'm saying? Or somebody wind up shooting one person at school the most. But the thing is, you won't even see them coming to the schoolhouse with a gun because it's too tight. You know, it's locked down. So why is suburban America so lax? Because I know in Miami Northwestern, when I was going to school, man, you got to check in, you got to sign in. You can't just walk up in the school like that. So obviously that must mean that they think this school is Douglas High School is in a very safe and secure area where, you know, it's okay. Let the guards down. Who cares? These kids ain't like that. And that's where they made a mistake at. Because the funny thing about it, only areas in America through the past history where you find these type of issues or situations is in suburban America. So why are we looking at suburban America as if it's no more dangerous than the inner city? If anything, it's more dangerous. You know, I feel like it's more dangerous for kids to a suburban America high school than an inner city school. Why? Because at least in the inner city school, they don't get properly put in society, around kids in society, where they gonna actually grow up with people who's gonna help them grow. They're gonna find somebody in there that they're gonna like. You know what I'm saying? But you got suburban America, you got this typical Dawson's Creek atmosphere, and you know, a lot of kids don't talk, no, you know, integration, no, socialization. You know, we're in a society where we're not social no more. And because we're so reversed and revered and into ourselves and introvert, you know, a lot of people don't know how to explain themselves or express themselves. So they do things like such. And, you know, especially on Valentine's Day, come on, man. So, you know, I got a solution, but I want to hear your thoughts on today, you know, on this, you know, this situation. You think suburban America is safer than inner city America? Because to me, it looks even more dangerous. It's just prettier. So this is the couch, pre-couch. And I got my solution for this whole high school threat from Valentine's Day. I got my Valentine's Day solution. You already know. It's your boy DJ Ron Sticky, man. It's the motherfucking pre-couch. You dig? Trap House Sundays, baby. Alright, so your boy's back, man. You already know. It's Trap House Sundays. We couch on a weekday. Call it the warm-up. Feel me? So I'm gonna come back with the solution. You feel me? I'm coming back to you with the solution that I had. Oh, what it is, man. Straight up, man. Excuse me. You already know what it is, man. Right, my solution is the school itself need to play mind game with these kids. What I mean mind games, I mean, if Valentine's Day is such a holiday, you know, certain holidays around the year, you know, speaking on holidays, a lot of people normally can't handle them. You know what I'm saying? Some people be out there committing suicide on certain holidays. I don't hear people commit suicide because of Christmas. They ain't got no family for Christmas or Thanksgiving and shit like that. And you never know. You know, people out here are very lonely, you know what I'm saying, nowadays. And the thing about it is, you know, we need, as a society, need to be able to support one another, you know what I'm saying, show love, you feel me? And I feel like if this world was more freer, more outside, everybody socialized with one another, you feel me, it'll be more of a better place because people will feel like they got somebody to, you know what I'm saying? All right, what's up? You know, I feel like everybody will be able to socialize with one another, you know what I'm saying, to be able to, you know what I'm saying, get, you know, things that they hold inside across to somebody, to a good friend or such and such, you feel me? But the thing about it is, with the schoolhouses, like my solution I was going to get to, is that I feel like schoolhouses, when it comes to certain things like Valentine's Day, right? Let the kids do like a mystery Santa type shit. Here we go. Boom. You sit there, have all the kids write they Valentine's, whoever they going to do it to, right? Put the name of whoever you want to send it to. Bum, bum, bum. Right? Now, you collect all the letters at the end of the class. This is before Valentine's come up. As a teacher, you see which kid in your school, in your class, didn't receive a letter from such whoever. Well, all the kids who didn't receive letters, you know what I'm saying? Make sure, as a school, that those kids that didn't receive letters get a somewhat fake letter from such and such. You feel me? Mystery person. You know what I mean? Catfish them a little bit, goddamn. You know what I'm saying? Make it up. But at the end of the day, they don't need to know it's from who. You know what I'm saying? Be like, you're from your secret admirer. You know what I'm saying? You know, shit. Make even go a little step further. You know what I'm saying? Those who ain't get one, get a special little invite. You know, mark it down that they, you know, they ain't get one. Make a little dance. You know what I'm saying? Where all those that ain't get invites, you know what I'm saying? Match them up with people. Do a, you know, matchmaker type shit. You know, something. Something fun for the kids. You know what I'm saying? Oh, you know, this letter matches with this one. You know what I'm saying? But basically what I'm saying is that the school should sit there and go ahead and find out those kids who didn't get letters and make a letter for them so they can feel special. You know what I'm saying? That way, people don't feel left out. People don't feel hurt. Nobody knows but the school and the teachers. You know what I'm saying? That's what I feel. You feel me? So, y'all let me know. You know, I feel like that would be a great solution for this situation. You know what I'm saying? To where, you know, somebody don't feel left out. You know, the kids got somebody You know what I'm saying? That make them feel like they appreciate it. They got love somewhere, somebody out there love them, you feel me? So they feel like, you know, they get a little hope, get a little encouragement, you know what I mean? So that's my solution for, you know, Valentine's Day massacre. You know what I'm saying? Y'all call in, let me know what you feel like, you know what I'm saying? You know, let me know what your solution is. What do you think might help? Do you think my solution is a good one? You know, should they implement it? You know what I'm saying? Let me know. It's Trap House Sundays, man. The couch. You already know what it is. Couch warm up. You feel me? Y'all make sure y'all download the app, man. The Greater Film app. You feel me? Google Play. App Store. Make sure y'all go ahead and get that, man. Tune in every Sunday from 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. Download the app. It's Trap House Sundays, baby. You already know what time it is, man. It's your boy, Ron Sticky. Yeah.